passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on OM Time, changing the world. Wait for it. One OM at a time. And as always here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to challenge you, invite you to expand, and we invite you to be part of the conversation. And you can do that by calling 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. If you come to My Dr. Kevin, you will see that you can, first of all, like my page because I'm a likable guy. Just trust me on this. I just am. Just like it. and you can put comments underneath that tonight's guest will answer either tonight, or I'll reach out to her when those comments come in and let her know that we have some comments or people that would like to talk to her or speak with her. So, as we always do in the Dr. Kevin Show, we start with a little bit of the hot topic. The hot topic could be hot under the collar or warming the cockles of my heart. So, you know, in this case, we have a double header. We have a combination. We have a combination of something that makes me hot under the collar, but is also warming the cockles of my heart in another thing. So we're going to share that with you. Then we're going to introduce tonight's guest, and then we will let tonight's guest comment on tonight's hot topic. And then we're going to put her through the Dr. Kevin paces. And this is somebody who has unfortunately had to be rescheduled with her communication issues. So we're really excited that finally the stars aligned, even if his Mercury is retrograde and we have her on tonight's show. So tonight's hot topic is something that I have already posted on tonight's link, so you can read the whole thing. It is about getting the getting past the 28th Amendment. In the 28th Amendment, there are 35 states and counting. And it goes over a whole bunch of things where we are trying to eliminate a double standard for Congress and politicians. Children of Congress members do not have to pay back their college student loans. Staffers of Congress family members are also exempt from having to pay back their student loans. Members of Congress can retire at full pay after only one term. They've exempted themselves from many laws they've passed under which ordinary citizens must live. A great example in today's right now is persecution from sexual harassment. They've also accepted themselves from health care reform. They get their own private health care. This is not a political issue, Democrat, Republican. This is actually a really sad statement that we have come to a place in this country where Congress has put itself above the law, has created a double standard, and even if you serve just one term, you get taken care of for the rest of your life on the backs of the taxpayers. And yet they're talking about cutting Medicare or Medaid or social services. Well, we can't afford this and we can't afford that, but we can afford all of these other things if it's for Congress, including races. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a Congressional Reform Act, Congressional Reform Act of 2017. I have printed the whole thing on Dr. Kevin. We have 35 states, and at 38 states, they have to convene a constitutional convention and to address this issue. So I invite you to read the whole thing, but I really think that it's time that we didn't have this atrocious double standard at the cost of the average American to the golden egg, golden goose of being elected to supposedly serve the people of this country. So I am now going to introduce today's guest. Today's guest is Susan Szymanski. She's going to correct me on this, I'm sure. I invited her to do so. I can't believe when I talked to her, I didn't ask her how to pronounce it. I just screwed up on that, but that's okay. Because we're okay with that here on the Dr. Kevin Show, because we don't try to be anything more than human. And I hear Susan laughing in the background as I am doing this. So, Susan, how am I supposed to pronounce your last name?
You can pronounce it Szymanski, but you never have to pronounce it again. You can just call me Dr. Susan, and I'll call you Dr. Kevin.
There we go. Hey, you know, that sounds good to me. So tell us, so that was my hot topic for the day. And as always, I have guests weigh in on the hot topic. So what do you think? What do you think about this? We've got 35 out of 38 states. Go ahead.
Yeah, obviously I agree with you completely on that particular topic. And I think just about everybody in the country would agree with you on that. It's ridiculous that these people would be given that kind of those kinds of perks and that kind of privilege for just serving for a few years. I mean, that's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, we don't have enough things in place, and we really have put the fox in charge of the hen house in Washington.
That's true. Yeah, unfortunately, that is true. And this is supposed to be a republic, which it really isn't. Anyway, I'm not really a political commentator and not really qualified to speak on these topics. But I do believe that I'm not sure, really. I'm not sure what it was like, for example, 100 years ago in this country, whether we were more free or not.
The one big thing that we can say 100 years ago is they could hide a lot more things under the rug because there was a lot less media involved.
Ah, now that's an interesting point. Definitely. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's hard to hide when you got the internet. The internet is definitely something that has leveled the playing field quite a bit.
And we've had years, decades of Congress getting away with being a little bit more corrupt, a little bit more self-serving, a little bit more corrupt, a little bit more self-serving, getting more and more lobbyists involved, stacking the deck in the favor of Washington. But it's been going on. I mean, this has been increasingly going on for years. It's just reached an all-time high level of toxicity, in my opinion. But so today's guest is Dr. Susan Szymanski, who is highly, highly respected spiritual teacher, award-winning author, and founder of Divine Revelation, a unique field-proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving the clear divine guidance. Susan has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly effective, powerful, positive ways. She is the author of 14 books, a pioneer in the human potential field, and has spent more than 50 years teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. So Susan is a living example of reincarnation, because she's been teaching for 50 years, and when I look at her picture, she doesn't look a day over 30. So it means it must have been spread over two lifetimes. That's all I can figure out. Susan, welcome.
Well, I'm really glad to be here with you.
So, Susan, as we start interview today, where do you want to take our listeners outside the box? Where do you want to stretch? And now I've had the show for 14 years, and I got a lot of people that are you know, elbow deep in spirituality. So I'm really looking for you to really push them out in something that they're not going to find in, you know, the latest crazy spiritual law of attraction book. So what do you have to share?
I want to take you outside the box to that place that is beyond all boxes. It's beyond space and beyond time and beyond causation and duality. Beyond this, what we call the relative field of yin and yang, of black and white, of male and female, of up and down, there is a place beyond duality. It's a place of perfect peace, unlimited energy, a place of joy, of fulfillment. It's known in some traditions as samadhi, satori, or nirvana. It can sometimes be called a heavenly realm, but it is heaven. It's heaven on earth. And it can be experienced by anyone through practicing meditation.
So one of the things that we have said oftentimes, it's one of the things that I myself teach is, you know, you can have, you know, heaven on earth. You can have a heavenly life with hellish moments or a hellish life with heavenly moments. It's your choice. So do you feel that all hellish moments could be eliminated and that we could get to a place in a lifetime where we're hanging out at 99.99% heavenly?
Heavenly would be internal. External, there's still hell going on because that's the nature of duality. So when you're living in this dual world, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be extremes. There's going to be emotions. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be hellish times in our lifetime. But we can deal with that by bringing heaven into every situation. And we do that through our state of consciousness, through experiencing heaven within, through experiencing that state that I was just mentioning, the state of samadhi, the state of peace, inner peace, of relaxation, of wholeness, and of oneness. And it's possible for people to learn how to experience that. It's done through practicing meditation.
So how long, so there are many kinds. You can go to YouTube, you put in meditation, you can get tens of thousands of videos now. And they're everything from binary beat to Buddhist to Sikh, you name it. So when you say meditation, is there a certain practice or kind, or how would you define it for my listeners when you say meditation? Because let's face it, that's a word that gets kicked around a lot, Dr. Susan. So can you give us a Dr. Susan brilliant insight here? We await you.
Okay, brilliant insight. All right, so meditation is simply, very simply, getting quiet and still within your own mind. That means allowing the mind to go deep within, the mind moving from the outer level, from that is experiencing the senses in the outer level, which is what we do all day long in the waking state of consciousness, where we're experiencing things around us. We're experiencing everything through the senses of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling. And just closing the eyes, taking some deep breaths, and going within, turning the attention within, allowing the mind to settle down to inner peace, deep relaxation, wholeness, oneness, allowing the mind to become still and quiet, allowing the mind to no longer be thinking about all our worries, cares, confusion, all the habits, conditioning, ideas that are continually floating through our minds, allowing the mind to just become more quiet and the body to become still. The body to settle down to deep peace and relaxation until you go into a different state of consciousness that we call the fourth state. Okay, so there's three states of consciousness that we're normally experiencing: the waking state, the dream state, and the deep sleep state. But there's a fourth state of consciousness that you might call samadhi, satori, nirvana. It's a state in which we are in perfect peace, wholeness, and oneness. We're experiencing very deep relaxation. We're experiencing expanded awareness, unbounded awareness. We're no longer focused on the body or the senses. We're now expanded into a state that is ecstatic, that is complete wholeness, complete oneness, where we're no longer experiencing duality. We're no longer experiencing disintegration. We're experiencing integration. That is a state of yoga. Yoga means union, union of individual spirit with universal spirit. So that state is real meditation. When you get into that state, you have achieved the fulfillment of meditation.
So what I most hear from, you know, my, whether it's my audience or my students or just, you know, out doing the work myself, is I try, I can't do it, I can't do it. So can you give us, oh, and that's the sound of our first break. And as it comes in, we're going to come back with Dr. Susan, award-winning author, and she is going to share some insights for people who struggle with meditation.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We have Dr. Susan on today. She's the author of 14 books, a pioneer in human potential field. Her books include Divine Revelation, Miracle Prayer, How to Hear the Voice of God, Ascension, Exploring Meditation, Exploring Auras, Exploring Chakras, instant healing, the power of auras, the power of chakras, awakening your third eye, awakening your divine intuition, color your chakras, and Maharishi and me. You can find out more about Susan at facebook.com/Susan Shumensky. That's SusanShumsky. She's reaching for the sky. Just think of it that way when you go to spell her name. And you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin and see all that information and more about her and have a click link to go and get her books or ask her questions. And remember, today's show is a live call-in show. So call in and ask Susan or myself questions. Dr. Susan, 202-570-7057. So, Dr. Susan, so I have to ask, what's your doctorate in, by the way?
A doctor of divinity.
I know all about that. That's exactly what my doctorate's in. That's why I was curious. I suspected we may be fellow doctoral elbow-rubbing people.
And by the way, my website is drsusan.org, drsusan.org. So you don't have to pronounce or spell my name, Shumsky. It's drsusan.org.
Okay. I am putting that. Okay. I'm going to put that in the comment field.
So
if people
go
to the website, they're going to see it. And it's all popped up now. And it looks pretty. So for the people who say, I try, I can't, what words of wisdom do you have to share with them before we move on to our next segment?
I would say to them, I can, it's easy. So I try, that's telling me that they're trying. That doesn't work. Trying to meditate doesn't work. Putting effort into meditation doesn't work. Straining doesn't work. Expecting doesn't work. Believing you can't doesn't work. So here's the secret to meditation. First of all, sit comfortably. Be in a comfortable place, comfortable temperature, comfortable position. No need to be in a pretzel position. No need to be in a contorted, just be a contortionist. Sit comfortably. Have back support. Do not try to sit in a position and in a place that's uncomfortable. Be inside. Don't try for your first meditation or your first times of meditating. Don't do it outside because there's all kinds of distraction and noise going on outside. And it's just, you know, the fly inevitably will come and alight on your on your face or whatever. So just be comfortable, number one. Number two, take some deep breaths. I will demonstrate a deep breath. This is a deep breath. That would be a deep breath. I will now demonstrate what's not a deep breath. That is not a deep breath. Okay, so you're going to be taking some deep breaths, which will help you to go deeper into relaxation. And then in between the deep breaths, just breathe normally. Have the intention to go within. Have the intention to settle down to inner peace. Call upon a divine being, if you so choose. Call upon a deity or an angel or another divine being that you feel comfortable about calling upon and ask them to take you deeper. Ask that divine being to help you to go deep into meditation. Affirm what it is that you want to achieve during the meditation, whether you want to experience deep relaxation, whether you want to experience inner peace, whether you want an answer to a question, whatever it is that you want to achieve during that meditation. Allow yourself to be quiet and still and take deep breaths in between just getting settled down. Don't mind if thoughts come and go. Thoughts are going to come and go. Don't try to block thoughts from your brain. That's not going to work. eventually you'll settle down and the thoughts will become more elevated thoughts. You'll start to receive messages from spirit, especially if you ask a question and then you take a big deep breath and then you do what I call the do nothing program. That means do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. The less you do, the better experience you'll have with meditation. Just be open to receive and have a neutral attitude, and you will have good results from meditation. I do have a guided meditation that you can use if you so choose. I also publish guided meditations in my books. In fact, I have a new book coming out that's filled. The whole book is entirely filled with guided meditations. It's called Third Eye Meditations. Is the name of the book. Oh, it's my book number 16, which will be coming out, I don't know, maybe beginning of next year or something. So, but I do have guided meditations on my website that you can order if you so choose. And my website is drsusan.org. So these guided meditations are really great because you don't have to, you know, be skilled. You don't have to have any skill or any practice or any knowledge about how to meditate. You just listen to the words and you follow the instructions. That's why guided meditation is great. Another reason guided meditation is great, because it keeps your mind focused on what you're doing rather than just drifting off and thinking about what you're going to make for dinner.
So one of the things that... you know, either on our next break or after the show is, if, you know, we've got the link to your website, we've got the link to your Facebook page, both, because that's the one I originally received in Marketing Pieces, is that you could come and on that, you know, just like list two or three things as a little, you know, just a little reminder. In the comment section, because this show will play six more times and then I also release it and put it out in other places, and people will go to the website if they know that you're going to put like maybe five tips to meditation or something like that. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm more than happy to give some yep. tips for meditation.
Yep. Yep. So just cover. So I'm going to let you do it by coming to facebook.com/mydrkevin. Go right underneath the page where you're going to see your pretty smiling face and the posting about tonight's show, and put a few things. And those of you who didn't get a chance to call in or post today, well, it's a live show. And those who are watching a replay, hop over there and see some of these great tips that Dr. Susan is giving you. So now, Dr. Susan, we, at this point comes the question behind the curtain, which is tearing back some piece of illusion to expose people to a truth that just really has gotten either intentionally or unintentionally screwed up in the world. And if they knew the truth, they would live a better life. What would you like to share with people?
Yeah, the truth that I would like to share is that there are no victims. There are only volunteers. It's very important for us to come to this realization at some point during our life that nothing ever happens to us. We only happen to ourselves. That we are 100% responsible for what happens to us. And by the way, that's the bad news. The bad news is that we're the creator of our own destiny, and therefore there's no one else to blame for our misfortune. And by the way, the good news is that we're the creator of our own destiny, and therefore we have the power to change our destiny at any moment. Because of the fact that we have free will, if we don't like what's happening in our life, we can change it into something that we want to happen. We can change the choices that we make, and thereby we change our destiny.
Okay, so... here's a question I know that when I've had conversations like this that I get asked, I'm very interested to see what you say. So somebody goes, I was born with a birth defect, or I was sexually assaulted, abused as a 3, 4, 5 year old. explain to me how that I brought that into my life. Explain to me why I'm the master of that destiny. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that make a lot of sense when you believe in reincarnation, which I believe in reincarnation. I believe that this is not our first rodeo, that we've gone through the rounds of rebirth and rebirth and rebirth thousands of times. And here we are, we landed in this lifetime, but it's the same soul that has gone through many different incarnations, many different bodies. And by the way, many of the things that we create in our life are not created consciously. They're created unconsciously or subconsciously. So, for example, we may subconsciously believe that we deserve a certain punishment, which we don't, you know, we don't really deserve that punishment, but we believe it. It's based upon our beliefs. As Jesus says, it is done unto you as you believe. As Buddha says, all that we are is a result of what we have thought. If a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So we are creating our own destiny moment by moment, day by day, with every thought, every word, and every deed that we do. Why would a child be born into a family of meth addicts? Because there is many possible reasons why. One reason might be that that person erroneously believes that they deserve punishment for something they've done in the past. Another reason may be that the person has a contract with their parents, and according to that contract, which is all done unconsciously, subconsciously, they are born into that family for one reason or another, either to learn something or to teach something, to teach their parents something or to teach themselves something. These are some of the reasons why people incarnate into difficult situations, or why they have difficult situations that come into their lives for apparently no reason. There's always a reason, always a reason. But we don't know what it is necessarily.
Okay, good. So when people step into a place of it's my life, and that means that if I take responsibility for it, I can choose to change it, and they accept whatever path that they came in to walk, like the person who maybe came in with a disability, well, that was a path you as a soul chose to want to walk in this lifetime.
Correct.
It's an experience. Yeah. It's an experience.
Yes.
And the soul's all about experiences. So from that perspective, that person is sitting with you, and they are looking for a give me one thing that I can hold on to that's going to help me move me forward. What would that one thing be? I know it's kind of a general question, but go ahead.
No, it's a very good question, and that is, no matter what happens to us, we have the power to make lemons out of lemonade, make lemonade out of lemons, or we can make or just experience the sourness of the lemons, and that's it. So we have choices that we can make in each moment, and those choices will help us to deal and to be able to overcome certain challenges and obstacles that we have. But the main tool that we have is our own experience of the divine presence within us, our own experience of our own higher self. And if we can tap into that higher self, we can receive, anytime we choose, we can receive the experience of bliss consciousness, number one, the experience of deep peace, but much more than that, the experience of wholeness and oneness, which is has so much comfort, so much solace in that, that it's just beyond description. It's so powerful. So holding on to that, holding on to the experience of our higher self, the experience of God within, number one. And number two, listening to the inner voice and following inner guidance, being able to tap into that source of wisdom, of pure wisdom, ultimate wisdom that's within us, and be able to receive the answer to any question, receive the solution to any problem within, simply by asking and receiving inner guidance. And these are two blessings, the two greatest blessings that I have in my life and that I wish to help others to have in their lives. And that's the reason why I write the books that I write and teach what I teach and help people to open to that experience of wholeness and oneness and that experience of their own inner wisdom that they can tap into anytime.
So I'm gonna, and I know any minute we're gonna hear the next break. I have no control over that, but I'll tell you when I hear the music, because I hear it and you don't necessarily do, which is why I kind of rush into it. But so my two, and there's the music. I must be psychic. We'll be right back with Dr. Susan, award-winning author, right here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound, sir?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times Radio, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one om at a time. I'm on today with Dr. Susan. She is an award-winning author with her 16th book. I go by the marketing materials I get, so I guess 16 is over whatever I had, over 14 books. So she snuck a couple in when we weren't looking. See what kind of girl she is? and you can be part of this conversation. You can call in at 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057, and be part of this dialogue, get your questions answered, get a chance to access Dr. Susan. You can find out more about Dr. Susan by coming to facebook.com/mydrkevin, where we have all of her links, her pretty smiling face, and she's going to list some meditation tips for you. Or you can go directly to www.drsusan.org, D-R-S-U-S-A-N. people say to me, do I spell doctor out? When I go to my Dr. Kevin, M-Y-D-R. So I just thought I'd throw that in because somebody's going to think that. Is that doctor spelled out or is it just D-R? Dr. Susan. So now are you still teaching? You talk about teaching and sharing. Do you still teach classes?
Yes, I do. I teach classes. As a matter of fact, I was at the Conscious Life Expo a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to be teaching, at other places coming up as well. If you go to my one of my websites, which is if you go to drsusan.org and just click on author, you'll see my itinerary is in there. So, yeah.
So, and is there, like, what part of the world or country are we most likely to find you at?
You'll find me in the United States of America.
Okay,
where I'll be
okay.
Traveling around in my RV. I live in an RV. I have no home base. I travel around in my RV. And I'll be in Las Vegas next month, for example. And I'll be in New York, New Jersey at the end of the month. I'll be, just different places I'm traveling around.
So, how long have you been doing that? And there's a reason I asked the question. I'll tell you why after.
Yeah.
How long have you?
Okay. So I have lived in a van, a trailer, or a motorhome since 1989. That is 30 years. With no home base.
God love you.
God does love me. Isn't it great?
I followed my messages and I was on the road 2.5 years full time, just living out of my car, getting invitations and always knowing everything would be provided for. And it was. And then a couple of years later, I was asked to do it again for a year. And then another, like a decade later, I was asked to do it again for a year. But then I find these home locations, there was one period where I was traveling around in my 40-foot motorhome, pulling a 20-foot car hauler through Colorado and Washington and Arizona and all the way over to the East Coast, and was conducting my business, my life, and my mission that way. So kindred spirit.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, if you think you're going to make it to New England in the fall, I have the Web of Light Expo I do here. It's our third year. First year we get about 1,000 people through the door for the weekend. We have about 100 vendors. We do 35 presenters. We have healers that offer healers and healing in dedicated spaces, intuitives, all that stuff. If you're interested, you let me know. But it looks like you're on 9/13 at Bustle. Zodiac signs most likely to double cross you is listed on your site. And then nothing to the 22nd. This could be kismet. We might meet this fall, so let me know if you're interested.
It could happen, yeah.
It could definitely happen. So here is my favorite segment, What a Load of Crap. What's going on in the world today that's a load of crap that you want to expose people and get them moving forward?
Well, one load of crap that's happening today is that the current practices of growing food by using genetically modified seeds and poisonous chemicals and depleting the soil and killing off populations of bees, is that going to sustain the growth of the world's population? I don't think so. Another load of crap is that current practices of cutting down all the forests and pumping toxic petroleum to the surface and burning it and thereby releasing toxic chemicals into the atmosphere, is that going to sustain the growth of the world's population? Not so much. And a third load of crap is that polluting the waters of the earth will sustain the growth of the world's populations. And my little comment on that is human beings and parakeets are the only species I'm aware of that are stupid enough to pollute their own drinking water with their excrement.
It is really amazing that humanity survived.
That it's still surviving, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have to think that it's dumb luck. I mean, we are the most toxic, destructive species on the planet. And we toxify everything we touch. We don't take any sense of responsibility. I'm going to say something that I'm sure is going to get me in trouble. Somebody's going to send me a nasty note or yell at me, but I'm going to say it anyways because I, on a regular basis, remind people this is not a politically correct show. If you're looking for a politically correct show, change your channel. And we're the only species that keeps alive the people that are too stupid to not know better.
Uh-huh.
It really is amazing the amount of energy and resources we put in to stupidity and we manage to survive. How do we do that? What do you think, Dr. Susan? Are we blessed by God or are we just God's laugh track for a Saturday night? What stupid thing can they do today?
It reminds me of that show, Joan of Arcadia. It used to be on TV where the girl, God shows up in all different disguises and different human forms. And it's just all a good joke kind of thing. You know, what can you say? Yes, you're right. It's just amazing. But yes, we are blessed. God loves us and the angelic beings and ascended beings of light. They love us and they're really trying to help us, but, you know, we have free will. And they're not going to interfere with our free will. So we just have to make some better choices here. We've got to change our attitude, and we have to change the way that we deal with the planet, because otherwise it will not be sustainable. And, I mean, it's pretty much on the brink right now with the global warming and what's going on. It could completely destroy the entire ecosystem, and that we are living in a very small place. You who travel in a motorhome as I do, traveling across the country, you realize how small this planet really is. It's very small, and we have to be able to live in this planet and to be able to sustain the planet, and we are doing a really good job of destroying it.
You know, and we somehow managed to drink the Kool-Aid. And that was the other question I was going to ask you, and we may run out of time before it gets fully answered. But, you know, when you were talking about some of the ecstasy we can reach and the inner peace and the stuff like this, I had to stop and think for a second. That exact kind of verbiage has been used by every cult that's out there. How do we know you don't have poison Kool-Aid waiting for us at your table, Dr. Susan?
Well, I've assiduously worked on not starting a cult. You know, obviously, I don't have any headquarters. I don't live anywhere. I don't have a compound. I don't have anywhere that I'm going to put you into the prison behind barbed wire. I mean, you know, my life is lived on the road. I just teach people how to go within and experience who they really are. That's all I do. And by the way, you don't even have to ever meet me, see me, or have anything to do with me. You can learn all of this in my books. Just read my books and you'll be able to learn everything.
And that, folks, we call good marketing. I love it. That sounds like something I do when I get radio interviewed. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, you know, every major religion out there, pretty much. I can think of maybe one exception that I consider a major religion. Fits the definition of a cult, the word cult.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that the religious arrogance and, you know, just like the corruption of D.C. that we talked about at the beginning of the show, the corruption at the church, of the majority of churches at a very high level that do not put the souls and the ecstasy and the joy of the people at front and center, but put the power, the greed, the control, put all of those things, but paint this picture on it. And I go over and over again of how can we really be so stupid? I mean, it just amazes me. And, you know, the thing is, you know, I'm not going to say I can certainly say I don't like every person I meet. I love people in general. I'm a social guy. I'm out there. I love people. I help people just like you do. And I get great joy out of watching people get it, you know, moving forward, evolving into their next best self. I think that's the greatest thing in the world. But I just really, I'm like the bigoted, toxic idiots that we come up with, and you just go, maybe the death penalty isn't so bad. What do you think?
Well, I personally don't believe in the death penalty simply because I believe in the law of karma, and I believe that everybody that it is done unto you as you believe, and that people do experience, shall we say, punishment. I don't know what you want to call it, but that people are receiving what they put out into the universe. Let's put it that way. That if you, it's just like if you put a pebble into the center of a pond and the waves go out, the water waves go out from that place where you threw the rock into the pond. And then when the waves hit the edge of the pond, the waves come back to the center where the rock was thrown in. Similarly, every thought, every word, everything that we do goes out into the universe. It has an effect and it comes back to us exactly as it was sent out. So because I believe in that law of action and reaction, shall we say, because I believe in that, I don't think that it's important for us to murder people through the best death penalty, that people will, they'll receive whatever it is that went out into the universe. Eventually they will receive it either in this life or in a future life.
So I'm going to have, and I'm afraid we're going to run out of time in this discussion, but I'm going to give it a shot. So earlier in the show, we talked about the fact that somebody may come into a lifetime with a disability because they want the experience of a disability.
Well, they don't consciously want it.
But their soul wants it.
Their soul wants it for some soul growth or for other various reasons that I talked about.
Yeah, and I know that in working with people, because, you know, I've been, you know, in practice full time for 29 years, and so I've run through my share, that, you know, that sometimes I'll touch a spirit or a soul, and they came in to commit suicide as a teaching lesson to everybody around them. And that's what their soul came in to do, and that's what they did. And there's no foul, there's no nothings, you know, they're not being punished, they're not in purgatory, they didn't do a cardinal sin. They came in and they agreed to provide this lesson to the souls with them. Can you buy that, would you agree that that's possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good.
Possible.
What happens if somebody came in and they said, if you do this, we're going to kill you because that's the law? Why, if somebody knowingly says, if you take a gun out and walk into a crowd and start shooting people and you know the consequences is we are going to put you down like a rabid animal, maybe that's part of their soul's choice. They knew what the consequence is. They knew when they pulled the trigger that they could end up dead because of it. Why should we interfere with that process? Maybe that's part of their soul's journey. Why can't that be as legitimate part of a soul's journey as somebody that a soul chose to be born of disability or somebody chose to come in to commit suicide as a teaching lesson. Maybe that person has a teaching lesson to teach by saying, yeah, there are some things that you can't do. There are some crimes against humanity, and we feel like we need to hit the blue screen of death button like you do on a computer and reset you, and you'll come back in another lifetime. It's not like we're killing your soul. We're just sending your body back for recall.
I understand your thinking. I understand the logic of that. But I also understand that as far as death penalty, you know, that's final. And what if somebody makes a mistake, you know? There's a lot of people that have been put to death through the death penalty that were innocent, that they didn't commit the crime. So, but if you look at the larger picture of the law of karma, obviously they got something back from some previous, you know, something. But I don't think that we have to, that human beings have to create that, you know, have to put people to death. I don't think it's necessary for human beings to have that kind of a law that is so final and that where we could make a mistake easily.
Well, you know, I do. Yep, absolutely. And we're having some great discussions here. And I appreciate you willing to step up and having with me because some of my guests run scared. And that's the end of it. Oh, this means we're going to have you back.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
So, Dr. Susan, come see all about her at facebook.com/mydrkevin. We have all of her websites, all of her Facebooks, and she's going to put some meditation tips on there. Come check it out. Dr. Susan, thank you for coming, and we look forward to having you come back and have some more interesting conversations.
Wonderful. Thank you for inviting me, Dr. Kevin.